Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this feel-good Friday, May 8th. As most of you surely have remembered, Sunday is Mother's Day. And what a strange Mother's Day it will be, too, with most of us still at home and the typical celebratory restaurant brunches off the table. That so many of us are away from our moms this weekend seems to be spurring many folks to spend more money celebrating her, however. The National Retail Federation, the NRF, says we plan to spend more on this Mother's Day than ever before, about $205 per person. That's up $8 or so from last year. And 2019 was a record year. But without those champagne brunches available, just how will we be spending that money? Among the top gift choices this year are housewares and gardening tools. We're predicted to spend 21% more on kitchen appliances, spades, and rakes than we did last year, or almost $12 billion, the NRF says. In case you hadn't noticed, there's a gardening boom happening, not just in America, but around the world. People are planting more than ever. In March alone, U.S. seed company W. Attlee Burpee and Company sold more seeds than at any other time since its founding in 1876. That's what Burpee Chairman George Ball told the news service Reuters. Customers fearing produce shortages are growing their own fruits and vegetables. They're also teasing those tomatoes and cucumbers out of the ground in order to be more self-reliant, to save money, and to avoid the hazards of grocery stores. The desire to garden has blossomed to such a degree that gardeners in Singapore are growing produce on rooftops. Russians are escaping cities to isolate in countryside cottages and growing vegetable gardens there. And Brits, without any land of their own, are even growing potatoes in garbage bags, Guy Barter, chief horticulturalist at Britain's Royal Horticultural Society, told Reuters. But of course, the garden boom isn't solely caused by people worried about having homegrown kale on their plates come summer. It's also a new hobby for millions, a pastime that takes us away from our ever-present screens and fills the time we once spent in the office at social gatherings and watching sports. As Jennifer Atkinson writes in the online publication EcoWatch, gardens are a reminder that there are limits to what can be done without physical presence. As with handshakes and hugs, one cannot garden through a screen, which may be one reason why gardening tools, along with plants and seeds, of course, are so popular this Mother's Day. We can send them to Mom or plant flowers and trees in our mother's honor in our yards, viewable by video or in hers from a safe distance. But before you go thinking COVID was the best thing to happen to gardening since Miracle-Gro, analysts are quick to point out the gardening explosion didn't actually start this year. In fact, the industry reached an all-time high in 2018, with U.S. sales topping $48 billion, according to the firm Garden Research. But the coronavirus is certainly continuing that expansion. In fact, the surge is stressing seed sellers. Local and regional supplies around the country reported such high demand that some, like Canada-based Stokes Seeds and Young's Seed Company in Randolph, Wisconsin, stopped taking orders for at least a few weeks. Young's usually sells 100,000 seeds a year, but this year, by late April, the company had already sold 200,000, according to the local NBC affiliate. The joy we're taking in gardening has also proved Burpee's George Ball wrong. According to its corporate history, the privately held Burpee has been the world's largest seed company since the 1890s, but it hit hard times about 20 years back. It entered bankruptcy in September 2001, a result of overexpansion into such things as a garden furniture company, a travel publishing business, and retail garden centers. It exited Chapter 11 just 4 months later, but Chief Executive Ball had low expectations. At the time, Americans were turning away from seeds and buying young plants at big box stores like Walmart and Home Depot instead. And the typical size of a backyard garden had shrunk dramatically, from 800 square feet in the mid-1970s to only about 100 by the turn of the century. George Ball, then 50 years old, told the Times, "We won't try for big growth again, not in my lifetime. how happily wrong he was, and perhaps how happily for your mother and most mothers everywhere, too, who, thanks to the pandemic, may see more big boy tomatoes and crown of gold marigolds in their yards this summer. Or they may be digging in the dirt themselves, using their new Mother's Day garden tools. Perhaps during this pandemic, some of George Ball's words have proved true. Last year, in a blog he writes about gardening, Ball said, "And so it came to pass. We cultivated the garden, and the garden cultivated us." From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. This week's episodes were written, edited, and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Research assistance came from Liza Boyd, edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. I'm David Brown, and we'll see you next week. Oh, and happy Mother's Day, moms. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.